This is JIS News. Coming up, government reports improvements in GSAT results with 73% of students placed in preferred schools and property tax collections up. The news in detail after this message.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Now the news. Students who sat the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT earlier this year should know their scores by this Friday. This as the Ministry of Education has announced that GSAT results will be made available to primary schools Thursday evening and to secondary schools the following week. In a statement to Parliament Tuesday, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites said the results show a slight improvement in overall performance when compared to 2013. He points to a 5 percentage point increase in average scores for science, followed by marginal increases in average scores for social studies and communication tasks over 2013. The average score for language arts remained unchanged, while there was a 1 percentage point drop in mathematics when compared to last year. Minister Thwaites says the decline in mathematics is reflective of a weakness in the subject that has existed in primary schools. He's reiterating that 120 mathematics coaches will be deployed to primary schools where performance is weak come September. In the meantime, the Education Ministry says 73% of GSAT students were placed in their preferred schools. 26% of students were placed based on proximity to the schools they currently attend, while 3,000 students were placed in proximity to their homes. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says of the near 40,000 students who sat the exam, 88% or 34,804 were placed in high schools. Close to 3,200 were placed in technical schools, and just over 1,000 students were placed in primary and junior high schools. 13 students were placed in special schools.
We are pleased to indicate that we have not kept any students beyond grade 6 in the all-age schools, nor have we had to purchase places in private secondary institutions, as has happened in previous years.
Reverend Thwaites was addressing journalists at a press conference Tuesday. The education minister is commending primary school teachers for their dedication in preparing students to sit GSAT. He's also encouraging students to perform to the best of their ability at their new schools come September. The government has collected $5.83 billion in property taxes for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says this figure is an almost 100% increase over the previous fiscal year.
We want to extend our appreciation to the councils, the entire field and office personnel who worked to realize this target. In particular, special congratulations to the Portmore Council and citizens as they not only met but surpassed their target. As an incentive for their success in collection of property taxes, the council was awarded $5 million to be used in the development and improvement of a community project.
Minister Arscott was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Property taxes are used to provide essential services required by citizens, such as street lights, solid waste collection and disposal, and general civic improvement. And the Lucy Pipeline Replacement and Non-Revenue Water Reduction Project being undertaken in Hanover is expected to be completed ahead of schedule. The $12.6 million initiative, originally set to end in February 2015, will be completed no later than September this year. Several communities in western Hanover, including Green Island, Lucy, Middlesex, Medley, and the wider Negril Hotel areas, are to benefit from the project. The program will facilitate improved water flow from the Great River Treatment Plant to all the areas along the corridor leading into Negril. Senior Project Manager at the National Water Commission, NWC, Gary Walters, says work is far advanced and the main areas will receive water from Logwood in Negril, Great River in Hanover, and Martha Bray in Trelawney. Mr. Walters says the work is about 85% completed, with pipeline works along the roadways done and pressure tested. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.